under the gun to get everything set up here. So.
Oh, no worries.
Was Ann?
Leanne, we're both on.
Hey, great. I think, is Ashley on here yet? She's a coworker of mine.
I don't believe so.
Okay, she was going to be joining us. I don't know if you know Dawn, but Chase left, and so Ashley is going to take over some of the content program. So she was just going to kind of listen on with us today just to kind of see what we do for content recording. So hopefully she'll be on in a few minutes.
No problem.
Let me get with her.
Where were you driving to, Dina?
North Carolina, Raleigh. So my flight was quite a bit delayed. I was supposed to be here at like 10:30 in the morning, and flight finally came in at 2, so.
Bit of a difference.
Oh, goodness. Well, Nathan, did you get the discussion guide that I sent over?
Yes, I did.
Great. And Don, did you get it as well?
I sure did.
Okay, well, good.
Nathan, where are you based?
Bismarck, North Dakota.
Oh, great.
That sounds like Ashley.
Yes, it is me.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi, guys. How's everyone doing?
Very good.
Good.
Ashley, we've got Dawn and Nathan on, and they've got the discussion guides that we worked on, and so I'm going to let Dawn just take over and let them talk, and I'm going to put my phone on so that hopefully y'all won't hear me if anything, any background noise. And Dawn, I'll let you get started.
Sounds great. Nathan, I've got the notes in front of me. I'll get the tape running here, okay?
Sure.
All right. It is our UPL Ask the Expert series. We're talking right now to Nathan Popple, Technical Services Lead at UPL, and talking about some of the consumer trends out there and what impact it has on grower decisions. No doubt, Nathan, there's several factors that influence how our growers are managing their crops and such. Tell me about some of the consumer trends you're seeing out there and how that can impact these decisions.
Yeah, you know, so especially, you know, with the potato market, as we get closer and closer to consumers, you know, it seems like the grower-to-consumer processor relationship is a lot closer, especially as we get into the fresh market. You see those growers really trying to do quite a lot more to be sustainable, to do the things they need to do, not only from a factor of managing prices and things like that, but there's also other practices that they do for the fresh market, things that are, you know, good agricultural practices that growers will try to do to be sustainable. And I think that helps that connection, both from the processor to the grower, but also from the processor to the consumer.
It seemed that sustainability word was kind of a buzzword at one point, but now it's really become the norm, hasn't it?
Yeah, you know, I think growers in general are always looking to be sustainable. You know, they typically won't be producing for very long if they aren't sustainable. And I think what the industry has done a really good job of lately for consumers especially is just showing them how they are sustainable and what they're doing. And I think that's really helped to create that connection and put a lot more faith and continuity to what the consumer is doing and their interest in buying from growers and processors alike.
Right. Consumers want to know more where their food coming from, those kind of things. Are you seeing any dietary trends or those kind of things as it relates to potatoes and what it means for demand?
You know, I think, you know, the dietary changes kind of blow back and forth. You know, vegetables are always, you know, a bigger piece of the puzzle, you know, health benefits from vegetables in general. And I think potatoes are a big part of that. you know, and then the growers are trying to meet those or make grow those varieties that meet those demands as well. You know, and, you know, it's a little easier too, you know, less cook time, you know, healthier choice as well for the consumer to have with a potato as well.
You see that the growers are trying to innovate to meet those particular demands that we see?
Yeah, I mean, the consumer kind of demands everything, and so the growers are going to try to find the varieties that fit the needs that the consumer wants, while also making sure that they still have the, you know, disease resistance and everything else that they might want in their potato varieties to try to grow as much of a potato crop as possible as sustainably as possible and as efficiently as possible as well.
Nathan, where can we go to get more information on UPL?
You can contact the local retail to get more information on UPL, or you can go to upl-ltd.com/US and look at our product page and get a whole bunch of information there as well.
Nathan Popple.
You can also find your local sales rep there. Yep, sorry.
No worries. Nathan Popple with us, technical services lead at UPL. As we talk consumer trends and grower decisions, it is the Ask the Expert series on the Red River Farm Network.
Okay. We get everything, Leanne?
Thank y'all. Yes, I think so. Don, do you think you have enough for us?
Yep, yeah, we're in good shape.
Great, great. Well, Nathan, thank you so much for helping us. I know you're new, and you will probably be hearing from us again. I think we've got one more episode with Don for the year, or for at least this run, and we may have some in the fall with him, or at least the first of next year. So we may be calling on you again.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Thanks,
yep,
y'all.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.